T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Oh my God, people are texting in! Morning, you stupid idiot.
106.5, The End.
Here are the latest numbers we have this morning in regards to the coronavirus in our area. Sacramento County has 1,153 confirmed cases with 49 deaths. Solano County, 337 confirmed with 7 deaths. San Joaquin County, 579 cases, 27 deaths. Contra Costa County, 999 confirmed cases and 29 deaths. Placer County, 165 confirmed cases with 8 deaths. Yolo County, 172 confirmed cases with 20 deaths. And El Dorado County, 54 cases with 0 deaths. Every morning here on the Wake Up Call, we'll try and give you as much updated information as we can in regards to the coronavirus here on 106.5 The End. Now, stores that are allowed to open today with curbside service, if they meet the safety requirements, include bookstores, clothing stores, florists, and sporting goods stores. Higher risk businesses like hair salons and gyms and offices and dine-in restaurants are going to come later. Typically, it's probably going to be what this next phase is, and I think that's what Governor Newsom has been kind of promoting. They could reopen movie theaters, in-person church services. Those could be a few months away. Yuba Sutter Mall opened 18 of the roughly 50 stores Wednesday. This is the first mall in California to reopen. An estimated about 200 people were inside by noon. The mall had reduced hours to allow additional cleaning overnight also. And Arden Fair Mall, they have begun their curbside service, which starts today. So if you need to go to the mall for anything, you know, we talked about it yesterday. If I need a dog collar from Hot Topic, you know, now's the time to get it. You don't even need to get out of your car. So,
how is there, like, if you just hop on? I haven't even thought about this. So, if I go to, like, let's say Roseville Galleria website, do we think that they have listed all of the stores?
Oh, the ones that are open?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I haven't looked there. I haven't had a reason to go to the Roseville Galleria website yet.
Who would ever go to a mall's website?
Which, by the way, is better than trying to find a parking spot there, I'm assuming.
It's better than Arden.
Right. California residents are confused why nail salons aren't a part of the national reopening of phase two of the state today. Governor Newsom announced yesterday in his daily briefing that California's first case of coronavirus originated from a nail salon.
Isn't it amazing that they know that?
And this actually, the way he said it made it sound like, as we all know, I come to find out, we didn't know that. That was the first time he had announced it, and it actually wasn't public information yet that that a nail salon was where the first case of coronavirus was located. He didn't give any specifics of which nail salon, but California's first confirmed coronavirus case was in Solano County. So that's all the information we have. So it's I know a lot of people want to get their hair cut. That's still probably going to be a little ways away here in California and getting your nails done. But it's okay. You can wait it out a little while longer. It's all right. A couple of stories yesterday. Remember we told you about how Frontier Airlines is now going to charge you $39 to have an empty middle seat?
Yes.
To promote the social distancing on their planes. Well, they immediately retracted that. And Frontier, Frontier Airlines has changed its mind about charging $39 to have an empty seat next to them if you're on the plane. The CEO of Frontier Airlines said, quote, "We recognize the concerns raised that we are profiting from safety." Look at that. You did the right thing. Good for
That's
you.
That's unbelievable. It's so funny to me that that airlines try... They literally have been trying to do stuff like that forever. This is the first time that it because public safety is involved, mm-hmm. they couldn't get away with it. But if public safety wasn't involved, they would have stuck with that.
Oh, yeah.
And other airlines would have jumped on board with it.
Yeah, like, you know, especially when it was like, you know, charging for first bag or, you know, whatever, you know, charging for your luggage and all that stuff. Like, it wasn't until one airline started it that all of the rest of them started doing it,
yep.
you know?
An extra 6 inches of foot space.
Right. And that's an extra $90 if you want to buy a seat with that. Mom and daughter in Belgium wanted McDonald's so bad, but only the drive-thru was open, and they didn't have a car, so they built a car out of cardboard and walked through the drive-thru.
Listen, people have a lot of time on their hands right now.
Right. This definitely sounds like something intern Kevin would do. He would be to the point where he's like, I have to get this, but my car is inoperable in a parking lot. How am I going to do it? He would scrounge around this building trying to find cardboard to try and build one to try and get through a drive-thru.
I mean, that's a great point. He probably would do something like that, but he would spend too much time probably trying to paint accessories on it.
Oh, and
right. then it would eventually just be too long for him to go do it.
Right. Hurricane season could likely spread the coronavirus because of the flooding that follows. It could spread coronavirus-infected poop throughout the streets.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Does that happen during hurricanes?
I don't know, but listen... It's 2020. Anything goes this year.
We didn't think about that when we were making our headline predictions.
Right.
Poop water flood streets.
Yeah. If you had a poop water flooding streets on your 2020 bingo card, you got that square.
Oh, my God. I saw that. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, finally, one of the last stories we found, this was actually a big headline that hit last night. The coronavirus can be sexually transmitted.
It can?
A new study has found that some men with the coronavirus had traces of it in their seed even after they had already gotten over the illness.
Okay. I have questions, but I don't think I can ask them.
You gotta tread lightly on that one.
I'm trying to think of, like, where it goes. Like, does that matter? Like...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Wow. So you're really on that line.
I'm on that line. So, like, that's got to... But this is science. I'm doing it for public safety.
Okay.
I'm an essential employee, and you just read a news story. So, like, depending on where it goes, does it make it transmittable or not?
I think any way it's sexually transmitted, I think probably...
Anyway.
Anywhere it probably qualifies for that, yes. Now, listen, we're not doctors, okay? We should probably say that. Now, because Gavin and I are not doctors, don't go telling people that Dr. Gavin and Dr. Rain said so.
But we are just as much of doctor as Dr. Phil, so who knows anymore?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.